in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love, but I've been complicating things. It's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple, bring everything right back to ground to this. Love God and love people. Be found when love can be loud. It's love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome to Love God, Love His People's podcast today. We're so excited to have everybody here with us, and we just want to welcome you and say hope that you are having a great day this Saturday. I have with me today Lonnie.
Hey, hi everybody. How's everybody doing out there?
Well, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, let's just hope the whole world is too.
Well, of course it is. Well, good. They come to Jesus.
That's right. That's right. That is right.
I just want to go over a few things, like our web pages. We have Love God, Love His People, which is an encouraging website, a web page on our Facebook account, that so that you can go on there and just be encouraged every day to walk with Jesus and learn about Jesus and to fellowship with other Christians. And then we also have our other webpage is Can I Pray For You? And we have a lot of warriors out there that will, you know, pray. You can put a prayer request on there and many people will join in and believe with you with what you're needing.
Exactly. We've had a lot of people that's been thanking us for the prayers that we've been giving. And I want to thank you guys for those prayers too, because y'all jump right on them.
You have no fear
of praying and everything, and we appreciate that.
Yes, and our website is lovegodlovehispeople.com, and you can go there and see our podcast. We are also on, I don't know, like what, 26 or 28?
28 different applications, yes. Yeah. And we're in 32 different countries.
Yeah, I thought it was more than that, but yeah. Okay. Well, I'm speaking of things that aren't as though they were. okay, and we have an email address. It's called Love God, Love His People at AOL.com, that you can contact us. And if you have something to talk to us about, or you'd like to make suggestions for podcasts, something that you would like to seen in the Bible or have heard about in the Bible and want us to take care of it.
Yeah, and one thing I'd like to bring up and remind everybody, we're going to be doing in July, we're going to be doing our 5-year anniversary at that point in time. And we've gotten a couple of ideas, but we want everybody to become involved with this and look back at the old podcasts and stuff and say, hey, I'd like to know why you wrote that podcast or why it worked or whatever. But we need that done by June the 1st.
Yes. We're just so excited to even celebrate, you know, 5 years.
Which, in the podcast business, that's a long time.
And we are so thankful. We could not do it without you guys.
Exactly. Keep listening. Give it to your friends. You know, we want to spread the encouragement of this podcast and some ideas that we have from the Bible and and from God directly. Believe it or not, that's where a lot of the podcasts come from.
Most of the podcasts do. Yeah. Like in the middle of the night, you have a dream.
and you get up and you write it down, and then the next day you're on with it and everything. Yeah. So,
I want Lonnie to also talk about the backpack ministry.
Okay, the backpack ministry is going well. As a matter of fact, this is the third time that we've had to replace the backpacks that we've been giving away. We're doing them 6 to 8 at a time, and we're reaching a lot of people out there. My wife told me the other day that one man she gave the backpack to came up and thanked her again for that, which gave her the opportunity again to give him some more food cards and stuff that we have. Mm-hmm. So it's going well. It's going well. We ask everybody, you don't have to send us stuff or anything like that. Just buy the backpacks, fill them up yourselves, and when you see a homeless person,
just keep them in the trunk of your car.
Exactly, and give it to the homeless person. Mm-hmm. We made them for men, women, and children. You know, because there's a whole lot of people out there, and there's a lot more people that are becoming homeless because of our economy and our in the bad things that are happening, you know, with the economy. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good thing, and it makes you feel good, and there are people out there that really need it.
Yes.
Whenever I was homeless, when I was young, I wish somebody out there had given me a backpack, because it's very difficult out there when you have nothing. Mm-hmm. Very difficult. So it's going well. If you have any ideas about this backpack ministry, let us know about them.
Yep.
Love God, love His people at AOL.com. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things, because this is what this podcast about is: love God and love people. Okay,
absolutely right. And God made every one of them.
Right, and we don't question why they're homeless.
That's
We just give. We just give. Put the love in it, mm-hmm. and we just give. So.
Well, He said to love all people.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter where they're at in life, we are to love them.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. Very much so.
We also have Bibles.
Yes.
So if anybody needs one or would like to have one, they can contact us at our email address, which is lovegodlovehispeople@aol.com, or you can leave us a message on if you're on one of our websites.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I want to point this out to everybody.
We do have a chat room too, right?
Well, yeah, but there's a button on each one of the apps that says if you would like to contact, you know, push the button and leave a short detailed message for us, and we will get back to you. On Spotify, as a matter of fact, a couple of times last week, I had Gigi contact me and talk about some stuff. So,
good. We also have a prayer request. Lonnie's nephew,
yes,
passed away. Yes, last night.
Last night, yes.
And we need to pray for. His name was Michael. They called him Mikey. And but we need to pray for his family today, and we're very sorry about it. For your loss, Lonnie.
And thank you, but especially for his mom. His mom's having a very hard time. He's very young, I will tell everybody this: right before this happened, he talked to my sister Bonnie, and they said the sinner's prayer together. And he took Jesus into his life at that time. So he's sitting up in heaven.
He is. They're celebrating.
Yes. Yes.
They're celebrating in heaven today.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, it's probably just one whole party up there.
Yeah.
Because every time somebody leaves and goes up there, they I'm sure they celebrate.
I'm sure they do.
You know, rejoice and praise God. And well, it's probably pretty wild up there.
I imagine.
So. Anyway, the name of our podcast today is "Does It Seem Like the End Is Near, Part One?" But before I give it to Lonnie to do that, I'd like to go ahead and say a prayer right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you with a rejoicing heart and a heavy heart at the same time about the loss of Michael. And we pray for his family that is left here, Father God. And we just ask that you comfort them and put your arms around them and just let them realize that he's in a much better place. He's with you. He's in the presence of Almighty God and in the presence of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you for his life. We thank you for taking him home, and what a rejoicing time that is in heaven today. And we just pray for his mom, Father God, that you will just touch her, walk with her, love on her, and just help her get through this in Jesus' name. And we just honor you today with our podcast. We pray for everyone that's listening. We ask that you bless them, that you teach them what you want them to learn, and that you are just Lord of Lords and King of Kings in our lives. And we thank you and we give you praise and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trish. Thank you. This podcast today is called, Do You Think... Or does it seem like the end
is near?
Part one. There's going to be part one, because what we're wanting to do is teach everybody what some of the signs are about the coming of Christ and all of us going up to heaven and the end of times. When we say the end of times, everybody goes, oh my God, what's going to happen? No, that's not the way it is. If you've taken Jesus into your heart, you're going to heaven. Okay, you're going straight up there. You're not going to have to deal with anything that's down here anymore. Nothing like that.
There's some things that we'll probably have to deal with as far as, you know, as the stages go. But there's a certain stage where Jesus says, that's enough. I'm going and get my kids, you know.
Right. Well, within the next several podcasts, could be two, could be three,
could be four or five,
could be four or five, you know, we're really getting into this kind of slowly and everything. Yeah. These first two, there's going to be eight things that we can see about the end of times and everything. And if you think about it, if you watch the news during the weekday or anything, you've seen some of these things. So we'll go ahead and get on with it. Many Christians look around at the craziness happening in the world today, and they are convinced the end is near. Do you ever wonder about things like this? Do you think this is the end times from the Old Testament's prophets onward? The Bible continually promises a future into the earth's corruption, a series of destructive events culminating with a holistic, peaceful, and joyous world, the one we all long for. The study of this transition from Isaiah to Revelations and many other passages in between called eschatology. It is known as the end time study. There are actually two parts of it, dispensationalism and the covenant theory. Dispensationalism is the view that most aligns with the Bible, which is why I personally hold this as well as many scholars, professors, and Bible experts. Covenant theology is held by many individuals as well. However, it does not contain accurate information concerning the eschatology. Was anyone out there even aware there was a study about this, the end times? Actually, had its own name. I don't know. I was reading a report and it came across, and I looked it up and started reading about it. I thought maybe we could start out understanding what is meant by the end times. In this episode, and then in the next one, we will go over some stuff to understand it better. We'll discuss the major events of the eschatology on our next podcast. Today, it's important that everyone understand there is eight signs of the end times that all Christians should know about. As with any theological study, there are diverse interpretations of these passages. One thing is clear, there will be an end to this world, and it will take us by surprise on some level. We must be ready. Jesus and the New Testament writers give us hints and signs that the end is growing nearer. How close are we? We don't know. Jesus says we can't know. Yet we are getting closer today than we were yesterday. The urgency exists in Jesus tells us to be diligent, ready, watchful, and aware. The first one is hearts grow cold. In Matthew 24:12, it says there's one sign given by Jesus. It is that the love of many will grow cold. This is a chilling prophecy, suggests a persuasive spiritual and moral decline in which people become increasingly indifferent, callous, and devoid of love, compassion towards one another. We can observe hearts growing cold in various modern trends and behaviors. Apathy, selfishness, and disregard for others. Well-being are evident through contemporary life. In an increasingly idealistic and materialistic world, people patronize their own desires and interests above others' needs, leading to a breakdown of empathy and solidarity. For instance, digital communication provides new avenues for connection, but also contributed to the detachment and superficiality in human relationships. All that means is that instead of you getting to know someone face-to-face, you get to know them on a phone or a computer screen. And furthermore, violence, injustice, and discrimination highlight the prevalence of cold-heartedness in the indifference toward marginalized communities' suffering. To combat this, we are called to remain steadfast in our faith and committed to embodying Christ's love and compassion in an increased cold and heartless world. Now, in today's world, can we name off the things that we feel the reason hearts can grow cold? Martin Luther King was one of the greatest men in history. He is probably turning over in his grave right now because before last two administrations, racism was almost gone. And most of us believe that it was not around anymore. It's still there and it's getting worse, much worse. And now they're saying we're also sexist. And men aren't sexist to women. It's men and women are sexist to men and women. We talk about the transgender communities, all things to be going downhill. The great delusion. In Thessalonians 2:9-11, Paul tells us one sign, the end is near, will be a great disillusion, a massive deception across the population. Thessalonians also reminds us and warns us of a time when the lawless one will come with all power, signs, and lying wonders to deceive those who refuse to love the truth. In modern times, we witnessed various forms of the Great Delusion. One, on the religious side, the charismatic leaders and self-proclaimed prophets exploit people's vulnerabilities and insecurities to gain followers. False doctrines, cults, and misleading ideologies believe many people away from the truth. One persistent example is the proliferation of conspiracy theories and misinformation in the age of the digital media. Pertaining to the society side, Western society has progressively accepted and celebrated sexual sins that God warns us are destructive. This has risen quickly to the point that biological realities are counted as a lie, replaced with worshiping our feelings and personal perspectives, no matter how easily proven wrong. These lies hurt people in the short and the long run, placing individuals into bondage despite their claims of freedom. In the face of the great delusion, we must love the truth. That's 1 Thessalonians 2. It mentions how those deceived didn't love the truth, including believing it brings us life even when it brings conflict and death. Through this love, we find disconcerting about deceptive teaching and ideologies. The third is wars and rumors of wars. Have you ever heard of the Olivet Discourse? It's also called the Mini Apocalypse. It contains several signs from the words of Jesus before his death. One is the wars and rumors of wars occurring. We witnessed various examples of wars and conflicts across the globe, where it rushes invasion of Ukraine or the ongoing Middle Eastern conflict between Israel and Gaza. These conflicts cause immense suffering and displacement, with many factions fighting for their cause. The Israeli gods of war is especially interesting in the light of Jerusalem's place in the eschatology. In recent decades, the rise of non-state actors, which are terrorist organizations and insurgent groups, has only increased global insecurity. Daily, we face reports and rumors of tensions that leave us concerned about national peace and stability. If anyone remembers during the presidency before this one, there were no wars. There were many that had rumors of wars, but there were no wars. Now we've got three going on globally. How do we fix this? In the light of the signs of wars and rumors of wars, we are called to be prayerful peacemakers in a world plagued by conflict and strife. By promoting reconciliation, justice, and dialogue, we can work towards migrating the cause and conflict, fostering a culture of peace in our communities and beyond. Natural disasters is number four. Remember, we talked about the Olivet Discourse a while ago. A lot of that, there's also the occurrence of natural disasters in Matthew 24:7. Jesus warns his disciples about famines, earthquakes, and pestilence as signs that the end is near. We observe numerous examples of natural disasters occurring with increasingly frequent and intensity, which reminds us of human existence frailty and the nature world's unpredictability. One notable example is the rising number and severity of hurricanes, typhoons, and cyclones. These storms wreak havoc on coastal communities, causing widespread destruction and death. Furthermore, earthquakes have become more frequent in systematic activity regions such as the Pacific Ring of Fire, which underscores the persistent threat of global hazards. Devastating earthquakes like the ones that struck Haiti in 2010 and Nepal in 2015 led to the catastrophic loss of life and infrastructure damage, leaving communities reeling. Even with all the physical and horrible damage all that's causing you, wouldn't think something else that could come along that could cause that much damage. Well, maybe the damage that this caused wasn't physical or anything, but it affected us mentally. Well, yeah, it did affect us physically, okay? It affected the whole economy. The COVID-19 pandemic caused by the novel coronavirus, a stark reminder of global impact of infectious diseases and their potential to disrupt societies and economies on a massive scale. In the face of natural disasters, we should respond with compassion, generosity, and solidarity toward those affected by offering aid, support, and prayers. We demonstrate the love of Christ and provide hope and assistance. Well, this is a lot of information for this week on this subject. I don't believe anybody's really studied on this subject, and if they have, they haven't had a good understanding. Revelations is a very hard chapter to understand. Now we're just building up to Revelations right now. Now I'm going to ask you to think about this before the next 2 weeks and the chapter 2 comes up at this podcast. But I think you'll be surprised when you believe and will continue the discussion on the end of the world as we know it, or we could call it at this time to be going home. The Bible talks all about this. Believe it. Till the next time, goodbye.
That was good, Lonnie. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Because it's a subject that we need to know, and it's a subject that we need to be aware of.
It was a major learning experience for me. Because as I sat there reading all of this, I sat there and I watch Newsmax every day and I listen to the news. And shoot, almost every one of these has come true so far. There are four more in the next podcast that we're going to happen. I think it's going to surprise you to what is going on with that also, too. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about things like not sharing the love, you know, we've stopped sharing the love. We've been thinking about ourselves mainly. And God says we should be thinking of others, you know, be thinking of others and not living in this world. And he doesn't mean we should just get up and jump and go to heaven. I think what he means by that is we don't need to be practicing.
We are set apart from the unbelievers. You know, we really are.
Exactly. Racism, the word itself, has taken on a new meaning, you know. You don't have to be white against black, Mexican, Asian, or anything like that. You can be black and be a racist. You can be Mexican and be a racist. You can be white and be a racist. And that's destroying the love between groups, you know? We have many people of color and religious, the way we support the Bible, and we're not loving each other anymore. We're spewing hate. You watch any of the news channels, and most of them are just flat lying to you about things are going. And go to the grocery store sometime, okay? And buy what you bought last year and see if you can get as much or it be worth as much as it was the last time. You can't. You just can't.
Absolutely.
Everything, gasoline is higher now. People are worried about who's going to vote for them. So they let criminals into the country illegally. And so they can vote, you know, and it's just all craziness. It's all craziness right now.
Well, and my whole thing is, you can see Satan in this because he wants people to have the spirit of fear, you know, and delusion and all kinds of things. And that's not why God put this stuff in the Bible. He put it there so his people could see the signs and ready themselves and tell other people, hey, we have this guy named Jesus and he's coming back to get us. And you need to know him. Let me introduce him to you.
Well, exactly. And the other things he talked about doing, and it said it in my podcast today, is you got to love the truth. Love the truth.
And seek it.
And seek it. And on national TV where kids can see it and where everybody can see it, they're just lying, you know? And people are going, wait a minute, what is truth? Mm-hmm. Is this true or is this a lie? Well, if they said it on TV, then it's got to be the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what politicians are using today, mm-hmm. is to get people to, I don't know, not know what the truth is.
Well, I have a saying for some of them, and that is, if their mouth is moving, they're lying to you.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why you need to go to the Word of God, and you need to seek His face, and you need to pray, is so that you can have the discernment of what is actually going on, because they're not going to tell you the truth.
No, they're not. But He says, love the truth. You know,
it'll set you free.
So if you hear something, go find out what the truth is.
That's right.
You
absolutely.
Know, people are saying now, and I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings or anything, but people are saying, oh, men can have babies now. And, you know, people are believing that. And it's totally ridiculous. I'm sorry, guys. We don't have the equipment. Okay. So we want everybody to understand that there are lies out there and you need to discover the truth and then fall in love with that truth.
And the only way to do that is to be with other Christians that believe the Bible and live the Bible and to live your life for Jesus and go to Him in prayer. Ask Him. He'll show you. He'll show you. He'll tell you. He'll guide you. That's why the Holy Spirit is here on earth. He sent the Holy Spirit. He died. When He died, He sent the Holy Spirit down here. And He's the one that helps us right now.
Well, this is a lot of information, Trish.
Listen to it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, a lot of information to go through, but we're not done yet. We're not done. We've got at least one more podcast, maybe two more after this. We'll just have to see, but we're going to make sure everybody understands.
Just how God leads.
Exactly, and that you're running out of time. To be able to join us up in that big party.
Yeah, because there's no turning back. If you don't make that decision, there won't be any turning back.
Exactly. And we're going to give you an opportunity right now to save some time.
Yeah.
We are going to read the sinner's prayer. And if you repeat this prayer after us and take Jesus into your heart, you're part of the family, people.
Yes. And if you say this prayer, you need to find you a church that teaches the Word of God. And you need to read your Bible and pray every day.
Exactly.
And just love Jesus.
And on that prayer, she said every day, all parts of the day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All parts of the day.
All day.
Matthew West, I don't know if anybody's heard of him, but Matthew West has got a song that says, it's called Just Keep Praying.
Yes, absolutely. It's a beautiful song.
Yes, and that's what we've got to do is just keep praying. Go ahead, Trish.
Dear God, I know that I am a sinner.
Dear God, I know that I am a sinner.
I want to turn from my sins.
I want to turn from my sins.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son.
I believe he died for my sins.
I believe he died for my sins.
And that you raised him to life.
And that you raised him to life.
I want him to come into my heart.
I want him to come into my heart.
And to take control of my life.
And to take control of my life.
I want to trust Jesus.
I want to trust Jesus.
As my Savior and follow him as my Lord.
As my Savior and follow him as my Lord.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo woo. If you said that prayer and you meant it with your whole heart and mind, you belong into the kingdom of God, the family of God.
Yes, you do. And we accept you.
Yes, absolutely. You
know? Absolutely. And you know what's even better than that? God accepts you.
So join us on Love God, Love His People.
Until the next time.
Love God and love people. Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right.